Once there was a boy called Eustace Clarence Scrub, and he almost deserved it. His parents called him Eustace Clarence, and teachers called him Scrub. I can't tell you how his friends spoke to him, for he had none. He didn't call his father and mother father and mother, but Harold and Alberta. They were very up-to-date and advanced people. They were vegetarians, non-smokers, and teetotalers, and wore a special kind of underclothes. In their house, there was very little furniture and very few clothes on the beds, and the windows were always open. Eustace Clarence liked animals, especially beetles, if they were dead and pinned on a card. He liked books, if they were books of information, and had pictures of grain elevators or of fat foreign children doing exercises in model schools. Eustace Clarence disliked his cousins, the four Pevenses, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy. But he was quite glad when he heard that Edmund and Lucy were coming to stay, for deep down inside him he liked bossing and bullying. And though he was a puny little person who couldn't have stood up even to Lucy, let alone Edmund, in a fight, he knew that there are dozens of ways to give people a bad time if you're in your own home and they are only visitors. Edmund and Lucy didn't want at all to come and stay with Uncle Harold, Aunt Alberta and Eustace, but it really couldn't be helped.
It's not fair, Lucy. It simply isn't.
Oh, don't go on, Edmund. You've been complaining ever since they left for America.
Do you think it's fair?
That's not the point. Father and mother...
I understand about father and mother. I'm glad father was invited to lecture there. And mother certainly needed a holiday. But for Susan to get to go...
Mother said she would get far more out of a trip to America than we would. Look... It isn't as if Peter went as well and we were the only two left behind.
Peter has to study for exams with that professor.
Which is a dreadful way to have to spend your summer holidays. Far worse than what we're going to do.
I'm not so sure.
Oh, do cheer up.
At least you'll have a room of your own. I shall have to share a bedroom with that rotten stinker Eustace.
Our story begins on an afternoon when Edmund and Lucy were stealing a few precious minutes alone together in Lucy's room at Uncle Harold and Aunt Alberta's. They were sitting on the edge of her bed and looking at the only picture in the house that they liked. Aunt Alberta didn't like it at all. That was why it was put away in a little back room upstairs. It was a picture of a ship.
Oh, I believe it's a Narnian ship.
It could be, I suppose. A prow shaped like the head of a dragon with its mouth open.
Oh.
Though I don't remember our ever having a ship with only one mast.
Or a purple sail.
Look at the green hull. Didn't one of the ships in our fleet have a green hull?
Yes.
Oh, I don't remember the name.
This may be a picture from a completely different age.
Hmm.
You know that Narnian time doesn't run at the same speed as ours. This boat may belong to a king or queen who came long after our reign. Oh, I do wish...
Perhaps we should stop looking at this picture. I mean, doesn't it make things worse to look at what may be a Narnian ship when we can't get there?
Even looking is better than nothing. And I think she's such a very Narnian ship.
A Narnian ship! Oh, I see. You're still playing your old game.
Shouldn't you knock before entering, Eustace?
And we're not playing a game.
I'm trying to think of a limerick. Something like this. Some kids who played games about Narnia got gradually balmier and balmier.
Narnia and balmier don't rhyme.
It's assonance.
What's an...
Oh, don't ask, Lucy. He only wants you to. Say nothing and perhaps he'll go away.
Do you like that picture of the ship, Lucy?
Yes, I do. I like it very much.
I think it's a rotten picture.
Oh.
The only reason we've got it is because it was a wedding present from someone Alberta didn't want to offend.
If you leave the room, then you won't have to look at it.
Why do you like it, Lucy?
Well,
for heaven's sake, don't answer him or he'll get started about art and all that.
I like it because the ship looks like it's going somewhere, as if it's on a great adventure on the high sea. It looks as if it's really moving, and the water looks as if it's really wet, and the waves look as if they're really going up and down.
Oh, that's your expert artistic opinion, is it?
The waves look like they're going up and down.
Ha!
But they do look as if they're going up and down.
Oh, I say, Lucy, you're right.
Barmy, you're both barmy.
No, we aren't. Look.
I'm not falling for that old trick.
Do you feel that, Lucy? The wind's kicking up.
I feel it.
This is absurd. Close the window.
The window is closed. Can't you smell the sea, Eustace? It's magic. Oh, Edmund, is it possible?
Stop it. It's some silly trick you're playing on me. Stop it or I'll tell Alberta. This can't be happening.
Watch out. Here comes another wave.
What are we supposed to do?
I'll smash the rotten pitcher. That's what I'll do.
No, Eustace, don't go near it.
Edmund, be careful. Don't panic. Keep your mouth closed. And kick off your shoes.
Swim for the ship.
I can't swim.
Eustace.
I'm closest. I'll get him.
Don't let him pull you under.
I'm coming, Eustace.
Help. I can't swim. Save me.
No. Don't, Eustace. No.
Eustace clutched at Lucy in a panic. And down they both went. When they came up again, Lucy saw a white figure diving off the ship's side. Edmund was close beside her now, treading water, and had caught the arms of the howling Eustace. Then someone else, whose face was vaguely familiar, slipped an arm under her from the other side. There was a lot of shouting going on from the ship. Ropes were thrown into the water. Edmund and the stranger fastened ropes around her. After that followed what seemed a very long delay, during which her face got blue and her teeth began chattering. In reality, the delay was not very long. They were waiting till the moment when she could be got on board the ship without being dashed against its side. Even with all their best endeavours, she had a bruised knee when she finally stood, dripping and shivering, on the deck. After her, Edmund was heaved up, and then the miserable Eustace. Last of all came the stranger, a golden-headed boy, some years older than herself.
Caspian!
Queen Lucy and King Edmund.
Yes.
Oh, this is a wonderful surprise. How are you?
Oh, good to see you again.
Welcome aboard. This is Lord Drinian, the captain of our ship. Lord Drinian, our Royal Majesties, King Edmund the Just and Queen Lucy the Valiant.
Your Majesties?
Pleased to meet you.
And who is your friend?
It's Eustace, I'm afraid.
Eustace, it's a pleasure to have
you. No! Stay away from me. I want to go back. I don't like it.
Oh.
Go back? But to where?
I want to go home right this minute.
Oh, Eustace.
Hey, Ranulf.
Hey.
Bring spiced wine for their majesties. In my cabin.
Aye, Captain.
You'll need something to warm you after that dip. And we'll find you some dry clothes.
Come along to my cabin.
Thank you, Captain.
This way.
Yes. Are you coming, Eustace?
No! I want to go home.
Oh, and how are you going to do that?
I don't know. But you know, this whole thing is your fault somehow.
Oh, do come along, Eustace.
Yes, and try not to be such a baby about it.
If I catch a bad cold, you're going to be sorry.
I'm sorry already.